Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
That's good. Now, Luke's Gospel and the chapter 2. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. If you're having any difficulty, maybe somebody will give you a hand. Luke chapter 2, and we're just going to read a couple of verses, because today we're starting a new study, a new series of studies. I've entitled the study, Children in the Gospel, who met the Lord Jesus. God counted such meetings of such importance that he directed those who wrote the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and men who wrote the epistles as well, God directed them, mention the boys and girls that I have met. And we're going to look at that. But before we start, we're going to read some verses from this chapter 2 of Luke. Luke chapter 2, verse 40, way down the chapter, verse 40, can you find it? 4-0. It's speaking of the Lord Jesus here. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. So here's an introduction to the Lord Jesus when he was 12 years of age. Anybody here 12? If you are, just think that's the age the Lord was when we're reading about him here. And I am so anxious to have you understand, boys and girls, that the Lord Jesus knows exactly what it is you encounter, you run into, what it is you think. Because he stood, as it were, in your shoes. And if you're 11, well, he was 11 the year before. And if you're 10, well, he was 10 the year before that, and so on. Oh, I want you to know, in this, our introductory study, of how the Lord knows exactly how it is with boys and girls. It's interesting just to notice here that this introduction to him comes at a time of the year when the Passover was held. That's around about April of our calendar. And all the faithful, believing, devout Jews went up to the temple in Jerusalem, and they partook of that feast that God had ordained. Now, it wasn't until he was 12 that the Lord Jesus went up with his mother and with Joseph. He stayed at home, obviously, being a bit young, but now that he's 12, it's expected that he'd take an interest. It's expected that he will understand. Of course, the Lord Jesus, being who he was, he well understood what it meant to worship his heavenly Father. So I want to really stress in this introduction, because we'll go on in the time ahead of us, in the weeks ahead of us, we'll go on to look at the various young people that he met and what it was he did and said to them. Because the Lord Jesus has an interest in boys and girls. He has a word for them. That book you're holding isn't just for mommy and daddy and the big people. In that book, there is a word from God to you. To you. You older ones, look up Ephesians chapter 6 and the verse 1. And there you will find the Lord speaking directly to boys and girls and instructing them what their chief duty is while they're boys and girls. Obey your parents. Obey your parents. That's the one thing that today is neglected, rejected, and not obeyed. And I only have to go to Tesco's to see that being so, where little boys and little girls throw fits when they don't get their way. And it's not just in Tesco's, of course. And yet God says, here is my chief command to you. Obey your parents. And if you read on down to verse 3, you'll see he gives you a big promise that if you do it, a wonderful thing will happen. But I leave that for you to discover. The point is, that's an example. That's an example of God speaking directly to boys and girls. That Bible is not just for the older people. It's for you. That's why you should read it and search out what it is God has to say to you. Something else we will discover is that boys and girls were quite happy in the presence of the Lord Jesus. Now, when I was growing up and going to church, I was never happy in church. Of course, the church I was going to wasn't a Bible preaching church. The minister didn't open the Word of God and teach what it said. I wasn't listening in that church to God's Word. I was listening to the thoughts of the minister. And he was a dull critter to start with. And he could only produce dullness. But no matter how dull a person may be, if they preach the Word of God, they are preaching the most lively, wonderful things. So I know what it's like to go to church and be bored stiff. Oh, boys and girls, when the Savior met boys and girls, just like you, they weren't bored stiff. They weren't bored stiff. They were quite happy to be in His presence. We'll be looking at one instance where the Savior called a little boy to Him. Now back in those days, and it's still something of the case today, back in those days, if a stranger called you, likely you were standing beside your mum or your dad. So if a stranger called you, you'd back away. You wouldn't go. But in this instance, the little boy went immediately. As he looked on the Lord Jesus, he wasn't frightened in the least. He was quite happy to go and obey what he was asking of him. And boys and girls, I want you to learn that today. You will be happy in the presence of Christ. You will be happy. Indeed, the unhappiness that is everywhere in the world and the misery that is everywhere in the world stems from men being away from the Lord. Men being away from the Lord. There's many a boy and a girl, and they're unhappy, and it'll maybe happen here on occasion, and they'll be unhappy. They'll be miserable. And they'll not be really sure why they're miserable. What they don't realize is that the Lord is making them miserable by making them aware of the fact that they're not right with Him, they're not saved. At this very time, in the doctors, there are people sitting in the waiting room waiting to see the doctor. And I'll tell you what they'll say to him when they go in. They'll say, "Doctor, I have a pain here, or I have a pain here, or I have a pain here. And I don't know what's causing it. And I've come to you to find out.
And the doctor may well say, well, I don't know either. But I'll send you to the hospital to get you x-rayed, and maybe they'll discover why you have a pain.
And boys and girls, oftentimes we have a pain in our heart, in our soul, in our mind, and we're disturbed and troubled. And it's because the Lord's convicting us. The Lord's putting his finger on us and saying, you're not right. You're not saved.
And the grumpiness and that discontentment that you're feeling, it comes from the fact that you're out of step with me. And I tell you, boys and girls, there is happiness to be found, contentment to be found in the presence of Christ. He is the source. Yesterday I was picking apples. Where do you go to pick apples? Off an apple tree. You don't go to a plum tree, or a pear tree, or a cherry tree. To get apples, you go to an apple tree. To get God's blessing, you go to Christ. He's the only one. So boys and girls, we're more than content to be in His presence. And let me tell you, and I was thinking of this as I was meditating upon this subject, throughout the Bible, you find the Savior having a wonderful place for youngsters. I remember when we were building this, there were boys and girls, well, mostly boys, running about as the men were working. And every so often you'd hear a shout, get out of the way, boy, you're in the way. That's the way it was. They were sort of getting in the way, fooling about. They weren't really helping too much, but they were enjoying themselves. And generally thought that boys and girls just sort of get in the way of things. But not with God. Because as I read my Bible, I started thinking about it. The more I thought about it, the more names came up of the place God had for boys and girls. Think of Moses. First time we meet Moses, he's only a wee baby. A very young baby, only months old. But God already had a purpose for him and was looking after him and preparing him. And then I come to the second book of Kings, and there I meet a young maid, a little maid. So she wasn't very old. I don't know her name. One day I will, because she went to heaven. And by God's mercy, that's where I'm going to go one day, and I'll see her. And I'll get her name. She served the Lord. She witnessed to a great general in the Syrian army, in whose home she had been taken away from her family to become a slave. But in the grand purpose of God, that wee lassie was the means by which the general was healed from his leprosy. Oh yes, Elisha played a part. He was the prophet whom the general went. But he would never have known to go to Elisha if it hadn't been for the wee lassie. One of the leading members of our congregation, or one of the oldest members of our congregation here, to a large degree owe their conversion to a little maid in his family who spoke to him before he was saved, and spoke to him rather sternly, even though it was her daddy. And she said to him, if you don't get saved, daddy, you're going to go to hell. And that shook daddy to his boots, and resulted a short time later in him getting saved. It's important then that we recognize that God has a place for boys and girls. Even in the future, you older ones can look up sometime Isaiah chapter 11, and there in that chapter, in the verse 6, we're reading about the days in the future when Christ will actually reign on this earth.
His throne will be set up in Jerusalem, and he will rule the whole earth. And it speaks of a little child in that verse 6. So that even little one will have a place in the grand purpose of God. Now, I've only really started my introduction, and my time is almost up. But I'll tell you what I'm going to take up the next time I'm with you, let you start thinking about it, and doubtless come up with better points on that particular heading than I will. But you can always tell me when I finish next week the better points that you have. I'd be glad to hear them. But here's the point I want to discuss, and we'll have to leave it till next week. The Lord Jesus was one who had the experience of a child that is common for you, each and every one of you. What your life consists of, getting up in the morning, getting dressed, your breakfast, heading off for school. The Lord Jesus had a similar lifestyle. He had a similar lifestyle. And there is nothing that will happen to you today that at some stage in our Savior's boyhood, he passed through something very similar. Something very similar. I want you to think on that. There's no one understands you better than the Lord Jesus. He has been where you will be. He has been where you will be. So that whatever your feelings, whatever your difficulties, whatever your problems, he knows all about it. We sing a wee hymn, Jesus knows all about our troubles. And so he does. It's not just that sitting on the throne of heaven at this moment and knowing all things, he understands what it is you're going through. As well as that, he himself went through similar circumstances as a child. That's what our theme is going to be in the coming weeks. And I trust that the Lord will be pleased to bless his word to your heart. Go think on it today. Think on it today. When you're out scampering about out there, just think, the Lord did this when he was a boy. He was a boy, just the way I am. Yes, he did. Well, let's bow in prayer. Lord, we thank thee for your word. We praise thee for the one who in all points pass through our trials and difficulties, but without sin. Bless the boys and girls. May this truth take hold upon their hearts today. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.